pound six.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I've got it.
You want to shoot Ron?
Did somebody just join in?
This is Nick Brody calling.
Hey, Dick, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. This is Jeff.
Yeah, this is Jeff.
That's the microphone.
I'm going to ask this morning. Did I don't
think we see. Is there anybody else on the line? No. Well, you're first, Dick.
Good morning, Dick.
Oh, hey, I love you.
While we're waiting, I can tell you, I just signed off and we've started processing the contract, so we should have the contract in a couple days.
Who signed on, please?
This is Dale Greiner.
Hey, Dale, how you doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Good.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jim, how are you? Oh, you want to write it in here?
Yeah. Is Rick there?
Yes. Hey, Dale.
Hey, did you get my email? I'll go to that deal on Thursday.
Okay.
But give me some more specific information.
I will. I'll send you the agenda and so on.
Okay. I'll see you there.
Okay.
I don't think we do have all 23 now. Yeah, so it's 12.
Yeah. I did. This one you?
No, yeah, it's like star 66 or something weird. I forget. They said what it was.
So there's no mic there, I think.
It looks like a mute.
There we go. Had George Wiggins email me on Friday. That's all right. I can get on the tape.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Who joined in? Who's saying hello?
That was just me. What happened is I thought we got disconnected or muted for a minute.
Oh. Oh, I think you did. You may have gotten muted for a minute.
We're just playing around with the buttons in here. Figure this it's like a spaceship type device sitting on our table now.
He should be joining.
Should be joining.
Yeah.
Okay. Traffic could be worse. It could be rain.
It will be rain.
It could be snow.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Actually, see, I like snow.
Weather's been great.
Yeah, I'd like for it to be a little bit cooler.
That wouldn't hurt my feelings either. Considering it's hard to believe, it's already mid-October.
Yeah.
It's 15th. It's unbelievable.
2 weeks will be my 8-year anniversary.
Congratulations. Who just joined in?
Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
Congratulations.
Doing well. How about you?
Doing fine, thank you.
It's hard to believe. My last retirement, if I retired on July 1st, I would have paid $27 a month.
See, we're glad you didn't retire. Now you can get $27.05.
Well, no, actually, I think it'll double.
Hello, who joined in, please?
Oh, okay. This is Jeff Gross.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'll be at $50 next year.
What was that? That was Jim. Hello, who joined in, please?
Steve Bassett.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Thank you.
Good. Hello, who joined in?
Matt Carlton.
Morning, Matt.
How you doing, Matt?
Good, how are you?
Good. Just so folks know, the reason we're just waiting for everybody to sign on before we start anything. That's why there's an uncomfortable silence.
I think you should sing a song.
Believe me, Steve, you
please no.
Think again.
I vote for silence.
Good vote. Who called in, please?
Carson.
Hey, Ed, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Jeff?
Good.
Good.
Who called in?
Morning, guys. This is Herminio from Miami-Dade County.
Hey, Herminio.
Morning, how are you?
Who else called in?
Doe Kim.
Hey, Doe. How you doing?
Morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
Okay, so far I've got Dick Brody, Dale Greiner, Chris Schulte, Jeff Gross, Steve Bassett, Matt Carlton, Ed Carson, Herminio Gonzalez, and Doe Kim. Did I miss anybody? Guess not. I think I did.
But it's just two nails.
Yeah.
Just need a couple more commissioners to call in. We'll have a quorum. We can get started.
Should get a tape of the Jeopardy music to play in the background.
Or, what's that? It's a Small World.
There we go.
That'll drive us insane.
Yeah. Brought to you by Disney.
And while you're in Florida, wouldn't you love to visit our field facilities? Special rate of $300 a night per person. Doesn't include hotel room.
It's so expensive.
Impact fee.
Now, don't know what the weather's like down in South Florida. Well, you guys are still probably sweltering in the heat. It's really beautiful up here in North Florida.
Cold, man. It's overcast here all the morning. Looks like we're going to get some rain again. I'm on my way to South Jersey.
Well, it will be nice when you get here. It's beautiful, clear skies, cool front move through, dried out. Two more laps of the fires will start.
Who joined in, please?
Jeff, this is Raul. I just got in back to the airport, so I hope
great.
I'm not late.
No, we're still waiting for a quorum.
Oh, my goodness. How do you like that? Well, I'm glad I was back.
Me too.
The meeting with the director, you never know how long that's going to take, but it was mercifully short.
That's pretty good timing.
Yeah, thank you. It's a miracle.
It must not have been Miami time.
Exactly. We were there early. That helped. But he was there early, too, I must say.
Just so you know, Raul, we have Dick Brody, Dale Greiner, Chris Schulte, Jeff Gross, Steve Bassett, Matt Carlton, Ed Carson, Herminio Gonzalez, Doe Kim, and then you.
That's good. How many more do we need?
Two.
Two more. Oh, boy. Jim Richmond is there?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Jim?
All right. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you.
That's good.
We actually have Jim and Rick and Mo and Isla and Robert Lorenzo are all here from DCA.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Raul. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Who joined in, please?
George Wigan.
Hey, George, how are you?
Very good.
Great.
One more, right?
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Great. I'm reading that book too.
Who joined in, please?
She's dangerous, man.
Randy Bam.
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Morning.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we now have a quorum.
Rick's left her.
Okay, so we're going to hear from Jim Richmond, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Not much to do, you know.
Good morning, commissioners. We made it through special session C with little progress, I guess. There's some reported effort to try and get the roofing issue couched in terms of the budget. However, that was not successful. I guess on the upside for those roofers who don't want to get into the roof-to-wall business, the legislature has now convened Special Session D beginning today to deal with property tax issues primarily. There has been, I guess, some communication back and forth, and at least some of the members of the legislature have taken this issue to leadership to try and expand the call to incorporate the roof-to-wall connection issue into Special Session D. In the meantime, I guess late Thursday or early Friday, the administrative law judge dismissed the rule challenge that was filed as the rule that incorporates the roof-to-wall issue. At this point, we are free to file the rule at any time. I guess what I would like to ask for this morning and what I think I'd recommend, well, no, what I would recommend is that you allow us, the contingent authority, to notice an additional rule adoption hearing at the December meeting in the event that there is some legislative change. What that would allow us to do is simply take up the rule in December, strip off the roof-to-wall requirements, and adopt the remainder in one fell swoop. If we went ahead and filed the rule as we currently have the authority to do, we'd have to actually reinitiate rulemaking from the workshop stage, and we couldn't complete it until, I guess, the February meeting.
Okay, Jim, so what would the motion be?
Motion would be granting the authority to notice a supplemental rule hearing for the December meeting for the purposes of considering the roof-to-wall connection requirements in the event the legislature enacts some alteration of that law.
So moved. It's George Wiggins.
Second. Okay, any discussion on this?
Who was the second, please?
Who
was the second, please?
Carson.
Carson.
And did we have someone just call in?
Francisco Franco.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner.
How are you? We have a motion on the floor. We haven't started the discussion. The motion was by Commissioner Wiggins and seconded by Commissioner Carson. Jim Richmond, can you restate the motion for Kiko?
Certainly. The motion is to grant the authority to notice an additional hearing on the roof-to-wall connection rule at the December meeting in the event the legislature takes the issue up and votes out a change to the law.
Got it. Hey, Jim?
Yes, sir.
This is Schulte here. A question. What does this do to the original rule that we had voted on in August? Does this mean that original rule would not be filed until the supplementary is done?
That is, if there is a supplementary, that's correct.
All right. So technically, the mitigation manual would not be filed with the state or I guess be a legal document until this next supplemental adoption hearing, correct?
I think that becomes a real tricky issue because in the initial legislation, an October 1, 2007 deadline was established, and it's in the statutes. Doesn't rely on the rule whatsoever. I think there's some substantial question as to what would be in effect.
Let me ask for clarification for the members also. Jim, if the legislature does not make some change during the special session, the commission's prior action to file is what we follow?
Right, right.
Hey, this is Grant. So I guess that means that the October 1st date is still in limbo, right?
I believe so, yeah. I think there's at least a possibility if we were to file, say, today, that some could see it as having retroactive effect to October 1.
Okay.
And some may not. I mean, it's a real gray area.
How long is
that? I'm in favor of it.
How long is Special Session D going to last?
Special Session D is supposed to be over next Monday, the 22nd.
So by then, theoretically, we'd either move forward with the rule as is or...
We'd either file it or notice it.
Right.
By next Monday.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion?
Yeah, this is Herminio. We're having a lot of problems here in South Florida. My question to Richmond is, do we enforce the statute or we do not enforce the statute? Because we have a memo from DCA telling us to enforce it, and that is the way that we are proceeding. But what I hear is that there is no straight answer, and I need an answer because I've got people calling here, hundreds and hundreds of calls. So I need to know, should I enforce the statute as it is right now, or should I not enforce the statute?
Commissioner, I think the only answer is that I can give you right now is to discuss the matter with your own legal counsel. If they'd like to discuss it with me, they can certainly give me a call, and I'll give what input I can as to the current status. But right now I've heard different jurisdictions taking different approaches. It's one of the difficulties that we ran into with the pending challenge. And I really don't think there's an easy answer. I think each jurisdiction really at this point needs to make the call themselves.
But I thought you said that the administrative judge dismissed the court challenge.
Yes, she finally did on Thursday.
Okay.
So what that did was remove the impediment to us filing the rule. We couldn't file the rule until there were no pending administrative determinations.
If you don't mind, Jim, I'm not trying to make work, but I'm trying to help, Herminio. If you could, put this in writing, because if he wants to, and I think he should, discuss this with his counsel, I think it would be good that his counsel have a status report from you.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So that, I don't want to be playing lawyer here, but it seems to me that there's got to be a position that, I understand that each jurisdiction, because they do enforce the code, each jurisdiction is free to come to its own conclusion, but if there's a question from Miami-Dade, I think, as a matter of fact, I think that, again, I don't know if we can do this, but I think that every jurisdiction should have the ability to get an update on where we are.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, from the Florida Home Builders perspective, this is really sort of all over the board. There are some jurisdictions that are not enforcing it. There are some that are enforcing it without the roof-to-wall ties, and there are some that are trying to enforce it with everything. So there's some real issues out there with the uniformity of this particular enforcement issue, and I certainly sympathize with Commissioner McDonough.
Commissioner Brody, do you think that Richmond might help out? I mean, it's not a deck statement, but it's at least an update of where the commission is right now, informing them about the administrative judge and informing them about the legislature special session D and what this motion, if it passes, directs council to do, what the commission has directed council to do. I think this kind of sets a framework from which local jurisdictions might be able to benefit, no?
I think there are some jurisdictions that believe they have no discretion whatsoever, and I think communication from our council indicating that there is no direct direction at this particular time would be helpful to those jurisdictions that are having conflict problems. So if the direction from council is check with your lawyer, that's okay. That's better than what we've had so far, which basically is nothing written to the jurisdictions, I believe, that at least would give them some, not freedom or maybe not comfort, but at least have some idea that there is no direct requirement, at least to enforce the statute in its entirety at this point, or at least to consult with their attorney. Right now it's all up in the air.
Yeah, but again, by giving them
the status report, it also,
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it can't hurt.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I believe somebody may have joined the call. Could you identify yourself?
This is Mike Combs.
Mike, and I think one other as well.
Gary Griffin, I joined it a bit ago.
Great, thank you. Okay, sorry, I just wanted to make sure we had an accurate count.
Could we summarize for the two commissioners that joined in? There was nothing in the, there was no progress in special session C. The legislature has convened special session D to deal mostly with property taxes. This is supposed to be over on the 22nd. There are some people working toward expanding the
call.
Yeah, the call, thank you, of session D in order to be able to deal with this roof-to-wall connection. In the meantime, the administrative judge has dismissed the court challenge, which leaves the commission free to either file a rule or notice a rule hearing for our next commission meeting. And in the meantime, the local building officials are left kind of with, a question as to what they should enforce. So what we're asking is for Jim Richmond to send out an email to the building department, which would clarify first kind of an update of where the process is, and then ultimately, letting them know that they can certainly consult with their own attorneys, ultimately, since it's the local building officials' call. But at least they will have some maybe the word is not direction, but they will have some knowledge of where we are in the process, and that might help them decide what to do. Is that a fair summary, Jeff?
Sounds really good to me.
And I'd be more than happy to create such a document. I could probably do so by first thing tomorrow morning and utilize, I guess, our email database to get it sent out as well, perhaps send it to Association of Counties and League of Cities to communicate directly with their attorneys.
That's good. Arminio, do you think that will help?
Sorry, but, I'm still, confused as to what to do. I'll just ask a simple question. We had a memo from DCA saying that you have to enforce this by October 1st. We have not received anything other in writing saying not to enforce it. We are trying to enforce it based on that memo. All we're asking is from DCA or from the DCA attorneys whether we should follow the Florida statutes that says that you have to enforce this, which is separate from the rule. The rule is not the statutes.
Who sent the DCA memo?
We have a DCA memo that was sent to us on a hurricane mitigation retrofit on September 9, 2007. And the first paragraph, it says...
Who sent it?
Who sent it?
Mr. Chairman, there's a notice posted on the commission's website and on the BOAF website, and I believe BOAF distributed the notice.
This was sent by the Department of Community Affairs. It was sent by the governor and by the secretary, Mr. Felton. It was a memo sent to us, and that's what we're going by.
I think that we need to get you a copy of that and so you can at least address that and what has happened since.
Yeah, and a lot has, Mr. Chairman. That was sent, of course, prior to the rule challenge being filed and us finding ourselves in limbo as a result of that challenge. So there may be some misunderstanding there.
There is a different directive from this memo, then we need another memo.
That's what we're talking about, Arminio. That's what's going to be on its way from Jim Richmond. Okay, it's not going to tell you what to do. It's going to tell you everything that has changed since September 15th or whenever it was that was dated. So then still, the local building official is the one that has to, obviously, is the ultimate interpreter But I think that with the information that everyone's going to get from Jim, we don't want to preempt your ability and your right to consult with your counsel, but I think it might be an easier decision, because what was in that earlier memo clearly is not where we are today.
Mr. Chairman, it's George Wiggins. Can I ask a clarification question of Jim?
Please.
Jim, the law says that effective October 1st, the Florida Building Commission shall adopt by rule and thereby be in effect these mitigation requirements. And that rule has not been perfected as of this point in time due to various reasons that we're all familiar. Would that not, in effect, then delay that until that rule is perfected? Since the law says, speaks to the Building Commission only adopting that rule, implementing those mitigation requirements.
Well, I think that's really the crux of the issue is what that date means. Conceivably, what it could mean, Commissioner, is if we filed the rule today, October 15th, it would have retroactive application because the legislature said October 1. And that would be my concern, and that's the real crux of the issue.
Okay, but since it, the rule has, due to various complications, the rule has not been perfected this day, then it would not actually be in effect then until all the items are cleared up.
But if it were given retroactive application, it would be in effect on October 1st. If it were not, you're correct. But that's a big if.
And who can answer that, Jim?
I think it really needs to be answered. I don't know. The local governments can answer it for themselves at this point. Other than that, it's really a court's as to whether it's going to have retroactive application or not, if it gets that far.
Right. Okay, so the best we can do is send a memo referencing the earlier September memo that came from DCA explaining to the local jurisdictions what has happened, and like lawyers always do, advising them that that they can consult their own counsel, obviously, but that this is information that we thought would be important as they exercise their duty to enforce the code, correct?
Yeah.
That's the best we can do, right?
Right, and so we have a motion and a second.
Mr. Chairman, Schulte again. Can I make one more comment?
Please.
I just wanted to put it out there that in backing Herminio, I've got a building department in Broward County right now that has put re-roofing permits on hold until this is straightened out. So I've got a building department that will not even issue roofing permits at this point until this is straightened out. So Jim can be on this, I guess my point.
That's right.
Well, I think that we will have a better answer by next Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot will be cleared up by that point in time, and then more definitive information can go out.
Yeah, but if it's raining in my house, I would want to know as soon as possible. And all that Schulte's asking is that we be as definitive as possible, understanding and that obviously the call is the building official's call.
Thank you.
Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay. How do you want to do this, Jeff? Well,
just
let's see if we have any.
Yeah.
Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
15.
Okay, so it's unanimous.
15-0 in favor.
All right. Anything else, Jim?
Nope, that'll do it.
Okay, folks. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
See you in December.
I'm glad that we have scheduled this conference call, or else we'd be in more difficulty than we are already. I think the moral of the story is when the legislature addresses the commission and tells them to do things, this is a risk that we all take. might have been better if it had been done the other way around. But again, they're the elected officials. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sounds like, yeah. Sounds like you just
shot
at.
Oh, you already turned it off?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you know, the other part.
I don't know how to stop this thing.
There's a button on the side, I think.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to mash the wrong one.
Raise it. Let me hit the.
Yeah.
Stop button's that red.
Red?
It's that one right there below it.
That one?
Second button, that one.